This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, my colleague Alex Chadwick talks to the director of a new documentary, The Bridge. It's about people who committed suicide by jumping from San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. First, though, we go to an unconventional church, Houston's Fellowship of the Woodlands. Sunday services have been known to include on-stage car crashes, cooking demonstrations, and the occasional live elephant. That's getting a lot of people into the pews. NPR's Alex Cohen has more.
More than a decade ago, a young pastor named Carrie Shook wanted to preach about communication, and he wanted to make his sermon lively, so he brought in a ping pong table.
Communication is like playing a game of ping pong.
Carrie and his wife, Chris, drove balls straight at each other's heads to illustrate combative conversations. And then to demonstrate healthy communication, they got into a nice volley.
And so what we do is we just try to stay at the table, both of us, whether it's fun or not, stay at the table, keep talking, keep working through issues until we come to a resolution for both of us.
Pastor Carrie Shook says congregants were talking about their sermon for weeks to come.
People remember that ping pong table. In fact, we hit some balls out into the audience, and people kept the ping pong balls and put them up on their mantle at home to remind themselves when they're in conflict with their spouse to stay at the table.
Shook suspected he was onto something with this live demonstration, something he now calls the wow factor.
The wow factor to us is doing something at church that makes people just say, wow, I can't believe they could do that at church. And really what it does is knock defenses down, because a lot of people come into church and they're a little bit scared. And we want to do something that makes them realize, hey, church can be fun.
Previous examples of the wow factor include building a 75-ton sandcastle on stage, manufacturing a rainstorm.
You think you can jump over me?
And then there was the time the pastor brought in a professional motocross racer who performed jumps inside church.
Yes!
Pastor Carrie, as he is called, wears untucked shirts, jeans, and cowboy boots. The completely bald, somewhat stocky preacher uses a wireless headset mic so he can walk around the stage. Pastor Carrie cracks jokes. His choir looks and sounds like the Broadway cast of Rent. And Pastor Carrie's successful. The church has gone from just a dozen members to more than 14,000 in 13 years. Other church leaders are taking notice. Last week, several hundred from all across the country gathered at Pastor Carrie's church to learn more about the wow factor.
I think it's exciting and catches people's attention.
That's Sean Paul Jones, a young pastor who came because he's starting a church of his own.
People are looking for that excitement, you know, people are looking for a cool, clean, glossy-looking stuff. So.
Couldn't you argue that you don't need a lot of bells and whistles to understand the Bible?
A lot of unchurched people, though, would argue that the Bible is very hard for them to understand because they haven't grown up trying to figure it out. So anytime we can give them an open door where they have something that they can relate to, it really helps out the unchurched person who might have no religious background at all to go, oh, that's something I can relate to. I can understand that.
That was Eddie Boyer, who's helping Sean Paul start the new church. The two admit, as much as they'd like to emulate Pastor Carrie, at present, they don't really have the budget to do what he does. Few churches do. When I caught up with Pastor Carrie on his lunch break, I asked him about funding his Sunday spectaculars.
I can't help but wonder what the expense of all of this might be, chucking in all the sand, you know, getting a motocross. Yeah. Where does the money come from, and might it be used for other more Christian tasks, maybe?
Sure. Some of the things we do is fairly expensive. Some of the things we do is not expensive at all. Because we're a church, we get a lot of these things donated, which is kind of cool. Other things we pay for, but one of my pet peeves is that Hollywood spends so much time, effort, and energy and resources trying to get the message out that they have, and sometimes the message isn't that great, but most churches spend very little time, effort, energy, and creativity and resources getting the message out. And we got the best message of all, the good news of Jesus Christ.
From the looks of it, the Fellowship of the Woodlands isn't holding back much when it comes to getting its message out. The church recently launched a cable TV show. Viewers in two dozen states can now tune in to Pastor Carrie and the Wow Factor each week. Alex Cohen, NPR News.